Less than a month after it opened, Michigan's first field hospital at the TCF Center in downtown Detroit has discharged its last patient and is closed, at least temporarily. The facility has the capacity for 1,000 COVID-19 patients, but in the end, only 39 people were treated there. For more, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's Will Callen. Hey, Will.
Hey, Doug.
Hospitals in Metro Detroit were overwhelmed just a few weeks ago, so why so few patients at the TCF Center?
It has a lot to do with how the field hospital was set up and what types of patients it was able to admit. I spoke with Dr. Jenny Addis about this. She was in charge of designing the facility and coming up with admissions criteria for the field hospital. And initially, she thought that she would take patients directly from the emergency departments. But as this was happening, she was talking to people in charge at New York's field hospitals and also doctors in Detroit hospitals. And what they told her was that, you know, a COVID patient could come in with relatively mild symptoms, but then crash really quickly. The field hospital wasn't set up to take care of those severe cases. So based on the advice she was hearing, she decided that TCF would only accept patients 10 days after the onset of symptoms. Here's Dr. Addis.
If I had to do it again, I would definitely put an intensive care unit in there. But that requires a special skill set on behalf of the clinical staff.
Will, you and I spoke as the Detroit Field Hospital was about to open and was planning to fully staff it. And that was a really complex concern that involved some federal staff and some really sort of heavy planning. Were there any lessons learned about that?
Yeah, so when she mentions the staffing, she's referring to the federal medical officers from the Army and the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps, which sent a strike team. And what she learned was you have to be really specific when requesting federal staff. You can't just say, I need a nurse. You have to say, I need a nurse who has been actively practicing critical care.
Will, how much has it cost to run the TCF Center so far?
Well, construction on the facility cost $9.4 million. That's what we heard from the Army Corps of Engineers. And FEMA paid 75% of that, and Michigan paid 25% of it. Michigan did put in a request for FEMA to cover 100% of these emergency costs, and we're still waiting to hear back from them about that. We're also still waiting to hear about the other costs involved. So, for example, the Department of Defense, how much did those medical teams cost? The way it works is that agency would have to submit its cost to FEMA after completing its work. You know, they're just wrapping up now, so they're probably getting that process going.
There's also a second field hospital at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. What's happening there?
Well, it's still accepting patients. It's seen a total of five, and that's as of Wednesday.
So as we mentioned earlier, the last patient at the TCF Center in Detroit was discharged this week. So what happens at that site now?
Right now, the TCF Center Field Hospital is a big, empty space with negative pressure air, 1,000 beds, and it'll be that way indefinitely. Addis talked about how historically pandemics do have a second surge of some sort, so the beds will stay up, the equipment will remain.
If we get a second wave, if facilities are at capacity, you know, we'll be taking patients in again.
The TCF Center is also housing right now this Battelle decontamination system. Hospitals are supposed to be able to use that to decontaminate N95 masks. And again, as Addis said, if there is a second surge and it's in terms of severity looking like the first one that we saw, Addis would like to set up an intensive care unit, and specifically a 20-bed intensive care unit.
Okay, that's Michigan Radio's Will Callen. Will, thank you very much.
Thanks, Doug.
This is Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.